Nobody implied that a list was going to mean not cutting the budget. But that's exactly what you just said. We were going to cut the budget, but now we're going to have a list.
Chris, go ahead.
That was the scene Thursday morning at a Pocatello City Council meeting when City Chief Financial Officer Jim Kruger was slated to present on city funding. The city's six council members and mayor debated budget specifics and the feasibility of creating a list of city department needs for about 45 minutes.
Please put that list together, send it to Jim, and then we will go from there. And I wanted to move on, Chris, but what have you got to say?
What you just paraphrased is not at all what I have been expressing.
This is what I've heard in this conversation right here. This conversation for 45 minutes, we've heard that.
You can hear Pocatello Mayor Brian Blad arguing with City Council Member Chris Stevens. Just moments later, Blad paused the meeting, giving everyone a chance to cool down. When the council reconvened, Stevens was no longer in her chair, and the mayor announced the rest of the meeting was canceled. All that talk about a list had to do with the budget work that CFO Kruger had been working on. It struck at the heart of his work. Soon after the meeting, Kruger told the mayor he would be resigning. Kruger told the Out-of-State Journal that three council members, Chris Stevens, Claudia Ortega, and Roger Bray, had disregarded his work and mistreated him. Here's Kruger.
I had felt that the work that I had done on the budget, which was over the course of the several months that I had been here, had been disregarded within the context of I started that work on the budget some 4 months ago and had a preliminary discussion with the city council at that time. And during the course of the ensuing months, we had had a few updates on the budget process. From my perspective, things had been going along well, and until yesterday, I felt like I sort of got caught in the crosshairs.
I reached out to all three of those council members for comment, but I wasn't able to reach Stevens or Bray. Ortega declined to comment. Kruger has only been in his position since January. He's an experienced local government finance expert whose work has taken him across the country over a 35-year career. He stepped into the position after the previous CFO also resigned. Mayor Brian Blad told me it was for the same reason that Kruger resigned.
For the last 18 months, they've really been going after me, and in the process of going after me, they are going after the staff. I think the city council's sent the three city council members have sent a very strong message that they're going to be antagonistic toward the employees.
Mayor Blad said their city council is divided. Three on one side, three on the other. That division is pretty easy to observe by watching the council's proceedings. Blad said those same three that Kruger pointed out, Stevens, Ortega, and Bray, had been going after him for political reasons, and that they were using staff members to do that. This was one particularly divisive moment during Thursday's meeting. Here, Councilwoman Claudia Ortega calls out the three council members on the other side of that division, Linda Learick, Rick Cheatham, and Heidi Adamson, the council president.
And I'll be done with this topic. I just find it really interesting that we've spent about 40 minutes now arguing over a simple request for a comprehensive list. I find that unbelievable. I don't understand the resistance to that. But what it says to me is that Rick, Linda, and Heidi, you guys don't want to consider doing anything different than what has always been done. And to me, that's a problem. And with that, I'm done with this whole conversation.
Chris?
What I was going to say was along those same lines.
Ortega walked out of the room and closed the door behind her. You can hear Mayor Blad moving to the next comment from Chris Stevens without missing a beat. Here's what Blad had to say about the ongoing contention.
The three that were just recently elected have had no intent, no any desire to work with or be a part of a working team together. Their intent is to disrupt, and they're doing a pretty good job at disrupting.
Once again, I reached out to all three of those council members that Kruger pointed the finger at, Stevens, Ortega, and Bray. I didn't hear back from the two, and Ortega declined to comment. If Blatt is right that city staff really are being used in political maneuvering, then the loss of Kruger is particularly painful.
He is one incredible person, yes. He is a man of honor, and his integrity is has the utmost integrity.
Kruger says he's sticking around for a little while to finish up some work he already has his fingerprints on, and then he's aiming to be gone by the middle of July. Now, the city of Pocatello faces the task of finding a new CFO, a position whose occupant has twice resigned within the past 12 months. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope.